This week's episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers rents premium strollers in the Orlando area. Whether it be a single, double, or special needs, they can help you out. Kingdom Strollers is also Disney approved, which means they can deliver directly to your hotel and pick it up when you're done. The next time you're headed to the Orlando area, don't pay extra to fly with your stroller. Save that room in your trunk for those extra pair of tennis shoes you'll know you'll need. Contact our friends over at Kingdom Strollers at www.kingdomstrollers.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. A place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. I am standing at the crossroads of the world in Walt Disney World's Hollywood Studios, prepared for another Hollywood Studios time capsule, December 2016, and I am joined once again by Johnny Hollywood, John Kapos. John, what's up?
Doing great. Glad to be on the show.
Do you realize, John, this is the fifth time that we have done a walkthrough time capsule of Hollywood Studios?
And it keeps on changing every time.
It does, and that's exactly why I wanted to do this, because we are in a point where Hollywood Studios is evolving. It's turning into something new. And if you'll look back, and if you have not listened to the previous shows, we started back in show number 85 with Star Wars Weekends 2015. Little did we know that was the last Star Wars Weekends. So go back and listen to that one. Then in show 96, we did Frozen Summer 2015.
That
feels like forever ago, Doesn't it? Then we followed that up with December 2015, Launch Bay opened.
That was my favorite
episode. The Osborne Lights about a year ago from now. And then we did another one in April of 2016 with some of the changes.
Yeah.
And now it's December 2016.
And there's still changes.
And there's still changes. And that's why I thought we'd do this, because it's awesome. The number one, look down Hollywood Boulevard at the new Christmas decorations that I haven't seen before. Yeah. Have you?
No, it's amazing. I know I'm a studios homer, but this is
your home turf.
Yeah, this is great, though. They put a lot of time into the decorations on Hollywood Boulevard, and even outside of the park.
Absolutely. So what I'm looking at, and if you haven't seen it yet, there are decorations going across the top of the building, similar to what Magic Kingdom used to look like before they had a parade.
Exactly.
Which is kind of cool. So it's Christmas, love the music. There's some bubble makers here at the entryway that I haven't seen before.
It's been there for a couple months.
Okay, so see that? I haven't seen it, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and head down Hollywood Boulevard and see what's changed.
Let's go.
Oh, which, by the way, if you love this Christmas background music, head back to our Christmas in July show, which was number 142, and that was audio I took in Magic Kingdom last year.
Nice. And this year, something else is new, is Christmas music all throughout the park.
Okay.
So I thought that was very interesting.
I spent yesterday in the park with the family, and I did notice it, but I guess I didn't notice it as new.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing to point out. Thank you.
It's a busy day. Sunset still had the 30s and 40s music last year during Christmas time. Now it's all Christmas.
It's Christmas everywhere, which is okay. And I see the PhotoFast photographers with their Christmas outlines to hold up, and that's pretty cool.
And you're right, it is a busy day.
Well, it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Now compare that to Thursday, Friday when I was here. It was not that busy because it's early December.
The first 2 weeks are not bad.
They're not bad, but that's why my annual pass has blacked out those last couple of weeks in December, but I don't plan on being here. Another story. Stop.
So we see a little bit of people waiting on the curb, kind of like Star Wars Weekends, and it's for the First Order March, has a new twist to it. Captain Phasma and the First Order actually march from the front of the park, stop at the intersection of Sunset and Hollywood, do a quick presentation, and then go to the stage where it's the normal First Order march and then walk all the way back. So
they head back too. All right, I didn't realize that. Lots of photo opportunities.
So it feels like a little bit of Star Wars weekends.
A little bit. Now we're expecting some slight changes to that, maybe for Rogue One, or is that pretty much set the first?
I think that's set.
Okay, so it's a Galaxy Far, Far Away, the stage show,
correct,
which we'll see some Rogue One
and
changes.
The projection show at night.
Got it. Yeah, we'll get to that
Friday.
One. We'll get to that one. So we're making the right on Sunset. Now, I will tell you, I watched this yesterday. The Streetmosphere characters are out. And they have a wonderful Christmas spin on their normal show that I'd not seen before, and I absolutely love it.
I call them the sole survivors of the original studios.
You know what? And as you look around, you're right. Let's listen in a little bit to what's going on from the Christmas version of Streetmosphere. Down towards Tower.
Okay. Where are you from? Hey, you do things different in Pennsylvania, obviously. Tell me, what do you do for a living?
I sell paper products.
Paper products! Paper! Paper is the object. Paper, Tara.
99 paper products walked into a bar, and the bartender said, "I'm sorry, I don't serve you paper products in here." And they were like, "That's okay. We're already three sheets to the wind."
Nice. 99 paper products walk into a bar. Bartender gives them a beer, and he says, "That'll be $50. They say, "Wow, we just got reamed." Mr. Granite.
Oh, yeah.
99 paper products go into a bar. The bartender said, "I'm sorry, we don't serve paper products in here." And the 99 paper products said, "That's okay. We'll have it in a glass." It's a very high class, though.
Obviously.
Why would you serve things in a
paper? All right. That was a farewell joke.
As much as I love to just stand there and listen to that, John, there's a few other things I wanted to cover. One, I was in Disneyland just a few weeks ago with Steve Swanson. And I am looking at the Tower of Terror, and it looks absolutely beautiful. Do you know that right now, while their tower in California Adventure is running, it's completely covered by construction paper and construction walls as it makes its transformation?
And I know Disney World people would not like that one bit.
Well, I don't see it happening here, but that's a shout-out to those in Disneyland to get here to ride the original Tower of Terror.
Exactly.
Because this is the original here, by the way.
And it's nice to have different things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, two other reasons I wanted to come down. You're pointing to one, and I was going to go to the same way, and that is the Sunshine Day Cafe, which has holiday fare. Let's walk over here and take a quick look at what it is. But more important, this is the old Tuda Turkey Leg Company.
Correct.
The sign is completely gone. It's the Sunshine Day Cafe serving holiday treats. And if you ask me, this looks a lot like the treat stand that used to be near Yous Guys Cafe back on Streets of America. Yeah, they kind of moved it up here for Christmas, which is kind of cool. There's some gingerbread things, lots of drinks that are themed for the holidays.
Exactly.
If we head down a little further, in the Carthay Circle Theater, another shout out to DCA, right?
No restaurant there, though.
No restaurant here, but there's a pretty interesting meet and greet happening here.
It's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is here. Meet Santa in the Carthay Circle. This is a part of the gift shop that they sort of roped off. It is themed absolutely beautifully. Love it. A great spot to meet Santa Claus, and that's where you see Santa Claus here at Hollywood Studios.
And they do a good job with the queue. It's like Star Wars Weekends at the Fast Pass area. The queue is outside, and you go into the left side of the building, and it's even themed with Christmas souvenirs as well.
Really? You can buy Christmas souvenirs?
Yeah.
How about that? I did notice, too, that the red trolley's back.
Yeah.
There's no trolley signs, or the cables aren't above it, but it's down there selling some things. All right, let's head back down past those performers again. We might catch a little more of that show.
And to the left of the performers, Legends of Hollywood, used to be the Frozen store, is now the Star Wars store.
It's the Star Wars store again.
Kind of changed from Watto's Grotto that was in the back of the park. And a lot of that merchandise is up here now.
And a lot of it's Rogue One.
Yep.
All right, we're going to go past Streetmosphere again, so I'm going to go ahead and be quiet and listen.
And the bartender said, stop pushing my buttons!
Yeah. 99 calculators walked into a bar. The bartender said, I'm sorry, I don't serve. Well, you know what? I'm going to serve 49 of you. And they were like, no. You can't divide us.
All these calculators walk into a bar. And the bartender tries to serve them, isn't it?
Gotta love Streetmosphere still here.
Absolutely.
Lots of temporary little pop-up refreshments around, call them bars, call you what you will, but there's quite a few of them.
And where the old Wheat Times chalkboard used to be on the corner of Sunset and Hollywood Boulevard, they are advertising annual pass holders.
Oh, wow.
So it's
I do see
Ticket
that.
Central.
Wow, so you can pick up your ticket there?
Yep, right there.
I was not aware of that. You're right, the chalkboard's gone. All right, we're making a right to head back down towards the Great Movie Ride with some advertisements for the two Star Wars things happening, one you mentioned before, the March of the First Order, and the other, A Galaxy Far, Far Away, which is the stage show.
Which in a week from Friday, which is the 15th or the 16th, there will be Rogue One additions to the show.
That's the day it comes out. So I am just missing some of the Rogue One additions.
And mind you, the stage show and the nighttime show was supposed to be gone until December 31st for a Star Wars New Year's. But I guess with the Rogue One hype being as big as it is, they rolled it out a couple weeks early.
So let's talk about that for a second, because we're approaching the Chinese Theater. We're in the center court, or center stage, I think they call that. And this is the area where the Star Wars Galactic Celebration fireworks show has been taking place for most of 2016. Mm-hmm. And then recently, this is the center spot for Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Exactly.
Which is the nighttime Christmas show. And what you're referring to is, you may have seen recently, if you're a Disney nerd, I'm sure that you have, that they turned Spaceship Earth into the Death Star for an evening and made some announcements. And one of the interesting announcements was, here at Studios, they would be doing Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam nightly fireworks and the Star Wars fireworks on the same night.
Correct.
From December 16th through the end of the year.
Correct.
Now, to me, John, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars is at 6:15 every night, and Jingle Bam is at 9:30. So,
well, but this just shows that the technology that they invested into Hollywood Studios, mm-hmm. which, let's face it, goes back to the removal of the hat, mm-hmm. because that had to happen before they could do these other things. Mm-hmm. This projection show, which essentially allows them to take pyrotechnics, fireworks that they now have launched from a new location, and all the way around you 360, along with projection mapping onto the Chinese Theater and the adjacent buildings, mm-hmm. including some new things that they built over by where One Man's Dream is.
Mm-hmm.
This is limitless what they could potentially do with this.
And the projection mapping is great. It's so many details that if you don't pay attention to, you miss. Like 5 minutes before Jingle Bam starts, snow starts falling on the Chinese Theater, and you see it accumulate on all the places.
The whole area
is
snow, and it accumulates in the projections. It's
very
awesome.
Disney's good with the details, and
absolutely.
It's great to see. We do all these walk-around shows plenty of times. Since May, Disney has been putting back the details into the studios, which is nice to see.
Which is good, because I feel like they ripped the story out of here.
Mm.
But I'm patiently waiting for them to put the new one in, and they are, slowly.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that I thought was cool last night after watching Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, walking out of Hollywood Studios, when you turn around and look at the theater, it was a huge Christmas tree projected onto the theater. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure they did some forced perspective because it looked absolutely huge.
Yes.
And you couldn't even tell the theater was there. It just looked like one big Christmas tree.
And a small little tribute to Osborne Lights, and I'm sure we'll get to you later, by the streets. On the side buildings after the show, they have the Chevrolet building that was on the streets of America with Christmas lights.
Absolutely. So this Christmas tree is front and center, and on the left and the right are replicas of the Osborne lights. You know, last year you and I walked through the Osborne lights, the streets of America. You can't get near there now. Mm-hmm. They're gone. They're not there anymore, which is sad to see. But at the same time, a little tribute and a nod to who knows what might come later.
Exactly.
So we'll just wait and see. There's been lots of rumors. We don't need to repeat any of the rumors. Let's just walk through and see what's here for now. So as we head into center court a little further, on the right, the animation courtyard, still home for Launch Bay.
Mm-hmm. Which has new exhibits from Rogue One.
Natural fit for Rogue One. Mm-hmm. Now, something that I'm surprised is not there yet is Darth Vader.
Yes,
it's still Kylo Ren. I'm a little surprised, but that could change.
Well, I think it's Florida locals respond differently to Disneyland. Locals to Disneyland.
Okay.
And I think Orlando locals...
Well, there's not a lot of you.
Yeah.
In comparison.
And I think, why change something that's working?
And that's fair enough, too. And I also think it's a new generation.
And going around the corner, this is the first time I saw this. Above Star Wars Launch Bay, there's a flag?
Banner? Call it what you want.
Of the Death Star.
The Death Star's here, baby.
That is cool.
The Death Star is here. And I will say, because I don't think you've seen it yet, but the movie that is in Launch Bay that I saw yesterday has been completely updated, and I'd call it more of making of Rogue One than I would call it a Launch Bay thing.
Very cool.
Which is cool that they're updating that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because we recorded that and played it last year. But that's pretty cool. The TIE Fighters are out here, the popcorn TIE Fighters. And, of course, Disney Junior, Little Mermaid, still alive and well in the courtyard.
Absolutely. And to the right of the Chinese Theater, you have a little bit more merch carts out here for the holidays, since it's busier, obviously.
Yeah, it feels a little busier. Well, definitely busier today than yesterday. So let's head down by One Man's Dream.
By the way, have you seen the preview-character meet and greet area for...
I did yesterday. Moana is inside of One Man's Dream. We're walking down the stairs in that general direction now.
They took a really good time with the waterfalls, projection waterfalls.
Yes.
And the plant life in the queue area.
Now, I did want to, very quickly before we get there, this right in front of us, this was, you know, to the right of One Man's Dream, a huge wall that was behind construction walls not that long ago. We had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. Well, turns out it's really a screen along with the laser origination for some of the nighttime spectaculars.
Absolutely. So there used to be a seating area.
Yes, there was nothing there but seats. All right, so on our right now is One Man's Dream. And let's touch on this again because you brought it up. Good news, the Walt Disney movie is back at the end, which is cool. We lost that for a while for previews. On the flip side, the very back of One Man's Dream is now a character meet and greet for Moana, along with a preview area, call it that. So a lot of the props that used to be there aren't quite there now. So if you imagine, and you're familiar with One Man's Dream, you used to walk in, and when you got to the back, there was a big area that you could sort of circle behind, and there were some props from...
Tower Terror
was back there. The castle was there. Yeah. There were props from Horizons that were back there. There were lots of other models. Those aren't there anymore.
Not at all.
Now it's a character meet and greet for Moana.
And it looks like it's going to be updated with character meet and greets from now on.
That's the new spot.
Yeah.
At least for the short term, yeah.
Cool.
If we kept heading down Pixar Place, I noticed the temporary spot for Mickey is empty now, which used to be the Jack Sparrow. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Well, I think during the summer months, it's a cool-off station where you can sit in.
Well, we'll see how that goes longer term. Now keep going down Toy Story Mania and then the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I did notice there's some more stuff down there. There's a couple of souvenir carts. And the Army men were doing a show or a little, I don't know if you call it a show, but they were definitely doing an interaction with kids, and they were marching around. So they're doing something down there.
And it looks breathtaking. Like, it looks like when Disney World first opened with Epcot, and behind Canada Pavilion and the UK Pavilion, there was nothing but trees. Like, there's nothing behind those walls now.
There's not, just some concept art.
Yep.
Some Star Wars Land concept art, and that is absolutely it.
Yeah.
So rather than walk all the way down there and get stuck, why don't we head back up towards center stage here? Looking at the Little Mermaid on our left.
Which is still here.
And your right is still do hear Christmas music back here.
Mm-hmm.
Back up the steps. Not much really happening in the Great Movie Ride.
But I will say this much. With Jingle Bam, there's a dessert party.
And we did
the Star Wars dessert party was in the launch bay. It's out here now in the courtyard of the Great Movie Ride. And it's excellently themed. Have Santa Goofy and some gifts at the end, which I thought was really cool.
Very nice.
And like we saw at Star Wars, they're adding food to the dessert party as well, like appetizers, I should say.
Which is, I think, a great addition.
Correct.
I was not, it was sold out, I couldn't get in, but it definitely checked.
One thing that I know it wasn't at the Star Wars party, they're serving beer now, all you can drink as well.
And I'm okay with that because I think I even mentioned it. There's so many of the sweet drinks that I just got to the point where I'm like, can I just have a beer?
Absolutely. So they listened to the people, which was nice.
Maybe it was me. I'm not sure.
So one thing that's new around ABC and the walkway behind American or Frozen Hyperion Theater is characters are out here now. Around the corner, Goofy's out here now. That's walking our way. And then by DVC area across from Sci-Fi is Chip and Dale.
Yes, that was Christmas Chip and Dale.
Yes.
I saw them yesterday in their Christmas sweaters. That's what makes them Christmas. And Goofy is headed towards us. Very nice. Is this his queue right here? Yeah, everybody's lined up waiting for him. So right next to the ABC commissary as we leave.
Speaking of that restaurant, they have now have a sit-down dinner where you order at the register, but they give you a buzzer, and you sit down, and they bring the food to you.
They're calling that fast casual.
Gotcha.
Which is an interesting dining option. So, and it's regular counter service for lunch, and then it switches to fast casual, where there's a separate menu. You order just like you normally would, but like you said, you get your buzzer, they bring you your food.
It's like resorts around, like Contempo Cafe has the same kind of method, Captain Hook's.
I think something that they're on to get people out of line faster.
Exactly.
Which is fine.
I cannot see them.
Here's the dinner menu here now. They have a steak, a seared lemon pepper salmon, barbecue chicken, ribs platter, and the lunch is the traditional burger, Mediterranean salad, and chicken nuggets.
Nice.
Not bad.
No.
It's the most.
I'm mentioning characters real quick because I didn't say them at the very beginning. Donald Duck is where Sid Poinca's store was during the day as well.
Donald's up in Sid's. Nice. Yep. Those characters changed so much that you just need to grab that Times Guide and figure it out.
Exactly.
Although this one looks a little more permanent on our left, at the end of ABC Commissary, headed towards the Sci-Fi, on our left is the Red Carpet Dream, which is Mickey and Minnie's permanent home? For
Correct.
Now, I guess I call it. This was the American Idol audition location.
Exactly. And it's a nice backdrop of Mickey, and you have shooting stars out in the sky. And
very nice. So these guys had been in the animation courtyard before Star Wars invaded. 50 minutes for Mickey and Minnie. Wow. Now, John, are those two separate lines, or is it one line
for
both?
It's one line.
One line for both.
First,
than Mickey. And I like Launch Bay or the Mickey meet and greet at Magic Kingdom. There's no separate doors. It's one meet and greet the whole way through.
Nice.
So it's not the fastest.
I do like that. All right, so once you get past the sci-fi, there are nothing but walls from here to Star Tours.
And no rider stop.
I know. I was going to say something, but the sign is completely covered. Rider stop's not there. There's a wall in front of it. Can you get in the door if you go through the sci-fi diner to
the
left?
There's a wall. There's no more door.
The door is gone. Son of a gun. I'm glad I didn't go in. Oh, well, I did find my carrot cake cookie. It was at the Villains store,
yes.
The bakery right on Sunset Boulevard. So that is still here.
Exactly.
That's unfortunate, but...
at least it's progress and they're moving.
Yeah. I don't think that... should there be a sign that says don't climb the trees? But never mind.
All in a day's work.
All right, so all the green walls. And a cart here in front of Tatooine Traders. Maybe we should take a walk down this little road here. See where this takes us.
If you look to the right when you're going down, you can see...
oh, yes.
The empty spaces.
Yeah, so sort of behind us through the trees, you can see the very last building of the Streets of America. And there's a couple of breaks here where you can see over the wall... and right now I'm looking at some...
pipes.
Yeah, they're into the plumbing, that's for sure. So I'm looking at... it looks like the demolition's done and they're building.
Yeah, and that
Let's
building,
put it that way.
That's the pharmacy building on the corner, has to serve some purpose because that's...
it's still there.
Yeah, that building...
it's the only thing that's still
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and those buildings have been gone for months now.
The rest of them. Here's a good view down under here, too. Of just construction and...
not anything that else is allowed.
Which, by the way, on our left side is the side of Tatooine Traders, and it looks wonderful, but we're not looking that way at all.
Now, anything that's left is the old subway entrance.
Yeah, I can't see that. And I am right now, there's a helicopter overhead, probably taking pictures of this. I just snapped the picture, which will be in the show notes. How about that?
Oh, there you go.
All right, approaching Muppet Vision. I did notice that they have the pillars are still on the right here with the ice cream sundae up on top of it, so that was at least nice to see. To our left, Gonzo's Royal Flush, new restrooms. I think they were here when we were here last. However, what wasn't here when we were here last is Rizzo's Pizza.
That's the newest brand item on this show. That's brand new.
Little Muppet Christmas music background, huh?
You and I had the Muppets Christmas trees, though, that they had last year by Sweetums outside.
Got it. So one obvious thing here, the Miss Piggy fountain. I don't want to say has been replaced, but Miss Piggy is still there holding as the Statue of Liberty, but around her is nothing but green vegetation. So the fountain has been turned off. It's not turning. Although, I guess good news, we're hearing that it's been turned off because of the construction.
Yes, I would be shocked if they don't turn it back on.
So we're anticipating that will return.
Yes.
Let's take a quick look at Rizzo's Pizza. So what do you think in general? Looking from the outside?
I think it looks great at night, too, and it has like a Fenway Park kind of feel to it with the green.
You know, it sort of does, now that you mention that. Mm-hmm. It is big inside.
Yeah.
Where you order...
they did its purpose. Maybe it's not as well-themed for Muppets as I thought it was going to be, but it serves its purpose with how huge that area is.
There's a few things I like about it. It's themed well... in that the things hanging on the walls are all Muppets, and it all kind of ties together. And Rizzo has his banquet hall upstairs. Mm. So if you go in the back, it's set up for a wedding. So when you're in that banquet hall, there's a disco ball that kind of spins around and is playing wedding music. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you look closely at the sign, you can see underneath it, it had said that it was set up for a memorial service of some sort. It's kind of funny. Lots of records, albums, things like that. It's big. Mm-hmm. The salad was really good, mm-hmm. an antipasto salad. They have a meatball sub, and then the pizzas are similar to what they were.
Yeah.
Not as much of a change as we had hoped for, but I have not had it.
It serves its purpose having a huge quick service in the parks. Because ABC and Backlot Express was getting slammed all day.
Yeah, it is big, for sure. So. A couple of cool tributes. Our pizza is out of the planet.
Yes.
Or well, how's it go exactly? Let's go
best
read it.
Best pizza in this planet.
Essentially, if you look at it from a distance, it looks like Pizza Planet.
Yeah, the words pizza and planet are bigger than the rest of the sentence.
Which is really cool. And that's on the side by the Christmas store. I do like on the front, too. Have you seen this neon sign at night?
Yeah. It's...
So right now it says, it's a picture of Rizzo, and it says, the city's top-rated pizza, Pizza Rizzo.
Yep.
And at night, while the neon flashes, it lights up. It's rat
It's
pizza.
Awesome at night, yeah.
It's rat pizza versus the city's top-rated pizza. It's pretty cool with the way that makes its way.
But the Muppet Store is still there, and one of the best restaurants, in my opinion,
Mama Melrose. You know, I'm going to agree with you, John. We were there yesterday. Absolutely love Mama Melrose. Think it's underrated. It is a very, very good place. I really like it.
And behind walls, the Phineas and Ferb meet and greet is still there.
That's about all you can see.
Yeah.
But you know what? Some of that might be for theming. That could be blocking some cranes. I'm looking the other direction.
And you can see the building for Toy Story and sound stages.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Looking past Miss Piggy, you can see all the sound stages.
I don't see any down here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Star Wars Land coming. The Chevrolet sign's gone from the top of the building.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pizza Rizzo's. It's open.
Which is great for crowd control. Say the least.
It is really big.
Yeah.
The top and the bottom together, you know, when I look at this, the seating that's outside is about as much seating as they used to have inside.
Yeah, and where you order is huge.
Yes.
I've never seen it as big.
Because inside, let's face it, inside was dedicated to video games and things like that, mm-hmm. which are all gone now.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before on the show, but that's more seating.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. I would recommend going upstairs. It's much quieter upstairs. Sit in the banquet hall. Check out the wedding music.
Exactly.
A lot of 70s disco. When the 70s disco goes, that's when the disco ball spins, by the way.
Oh,
not if you noticed
you
that.
Did not notice that.
Okay. All right, since this is still another dead end, we're going to head back towards Tatooine Traders.
But speaking of Osborneites, I think everyone misses, but we're moving on. If you want to see the whole display for an hour and 30 minutes, you got to check out Sam's Disney Diary, episode 67.
67, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That was put the tripod up and just hit record and let it go.
And you can put it on in your house for a Christmas party or just
there
relax and watch it.
Well, and it's... I liked it, I miss it, and that's why I did it, right? It's preserved out there, thank you.
The Jingle Bam is a nice holiday show here.
It is. It's a great touch. It's a great ending. I like it. I think Jingle Bam. It's not fair to compare it to the Osborne Lights because it's not the same. I mean, this is a 15-minute show. It starts at 6:45, and the Fantasmic starts at 7, so it's only 13 to 14 minutes long.
Exactly.
All right, Star Tours. Lots of Rogue One merchandise, obviously.
A new destination's coming in 2017.
I'm surprised that there isn't a Rogue One destination now.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Because we got that Force Awakens right away.
And I think the trouble that they ran into that is that they had to be Jakku every time. Because you would have people complaining that they didn't get that segment. So I think they're trying to wait until 2017.
To swap that out with whatever we see in the new saga. Now
I think you would have the same problem with Rogue One, that everyone would want Rogue One.
Right. My Darth Vader magic band works at the Fast Pass returns now. I get red in the breathing.
Nice.
Here is something that I did want to mention. And Ed, I believe, mentioned this on a show before. Over at It's a Small World, as you're exiting, you get a little, thanks for visiting, and it kind of says your name. All of that based on your magic bands that you may be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
In the queue, of Star Tours, and I'm not sure if you've seen this before, at the very top of the queue, before you get into the boarding area, on the left-hand side, there is a robot that's basically greeting you.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday he said, Sam from Pennsylvania, welcome.
Really?
Pretty cool. Jedi training's just about to start.
Yes. But you don't have to switch up for Rogue One because Darth Vader's already in it.
And they could easily swap any villain in.
Yep. Sounds like Star Wars Weekends.
Yeah. It doesn't look like they had any issue finding younglings to be part of the Jedi training.
Not at all. And from listening to the press conference with Spaceship Earth turning into the Death Star,
right.
I think the studio's new slogan is the only place where you can step into the Star Wars story. So they said that multiple times. I don't know if you
caught
that.
That's what this
or not.
Is. Yep. I did. So who's in here? This is still Darth Maul, Darth Vader, and the Seventh Sister?
The Seventh Sister, and Vader, and then Kylo Ren comes out at the end.
So Kylo Ren replaced Darth Maul, essentially?
Correct.
Okay. Which is fine. I haven't watched it in a while.
Let's keep walking here.
Backlot Express, still open.
Mm-hmm. So get your Darth Vader waffles and chicken
nuggets.
Oh, they
still have the waffles in, the Darth Vader chicken and waffles.
Yep.
Nice.
Where did she get that?
That's left over from the little...
Rebel Hangar.
The Rebel Hangar, yeah. Oh, we need to add two, another meet and greet on our left-hand side here, which I did go through. Olaf is hanging out here.
Which has multiple meet and greets, which is nice, so it moves the line.
I will say that it did move very quickly. There were two reasons why I thought it moved very quickly. Number one, Olaf does not talk.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, he does not sign autographs.
I did not know about
talking. Yes, so he does not sign autographs, and I think that keeps this line a fraction of the Mickey and Minnie line. And the exit of Indy Jones, going well.
And there's one thing I've discovered with like the Halloween party and the Christmas party is they're going more to autograph cards and handing out autograph cards with the character's autograph more so than writing the names in autograph books. Nick and Judy from Zootopia is the new addition to the Christmas party, and they're Christmas our autograph cards as well.
Okay, so I'm doing the Christmas party tomorrow. So
nice.
That's good. And there's your holiday music all over.
Yep.
So the Olaf meet and greet is next to Path to the Jedi, which is right next to the Hyperion Theater.
Correct.
Path to the Jedi, has anything changed in that? I did not have the opportunity to watch.
Instead of the trailer for The Force Awakens, it's a montage of clips from The Force Awakens.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that. Which is also what I noticed in the Launch Bay movie. While I said it was Rogue One, sort of the making of, there are a lot of clips of all of the movies, and The Force Awakens is just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool.
Yes.
Funnel Cakes. Echo Lake.
And I know one show, when we did Star Wars Weekends, we ended there, and we thought that this place was going away.
And this
could
place
be
is
in
still
years.
Here. You know, and that's classic, and I think that you and I said it then. There are so many rumors in the Walt Disney World universe, but most of them started with just a little bit of truth somewhere. And just got repeated. And the reality is, in corporate America, behind closed doors, as planning happens, as budgets change, as market conditions change, things change. So what somebody may have been absolutely truthful for and said, hey, guess what? There's going to be a bar at Tower of Terror. Well, it was true But then it wasn't true a week later when retail came in and said, there's no way you're putting all those drinks right next to my stuff. So my point is, until it happens, we don't know.
Exactly.
None of us know. And those that know are not saying.
I still think you can see Star Wars weekends again here. I
mean, potentially.
You have the area. You have a quote-unquote parade with Captain Phasma. You have the new multi-purpose building by Rock and Roller Coaster.
Which, by the way, we haven't talked about that. Last year, you and I walked into that in December, and we said how cool it was, and then it sort of disappeared quickly.
Yeah, it's still Club Villain in December, so...
Well, as long as it's selling out,
yeah.
It's going to be Club Villain in December, and January, and February, and March, and April. But to some of that, too, if you think about it, John, if you have a Star Wars land or a Star Wars experience, as will be happening, you could have Star Wars weekends every day.
Yeah.
And to a point that Ed made on a recent show where he said, you know, not everybody coming to the studios wants to see Star Wars. So you're going to be able to have Star Wars weekends every day in a piece of this park and have Toy Story Day in Toy Story Land in another piece of this park and have a Muppets thing somewhere else and just have experience on top of experience on top of experience.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what Disney's after with this park.
It'll be interesting to see how quickly things move.
But so here's what's interesting to me, and it's right where we're standing. We're standing outside of the Primetime Cafe, the Tune-In Lounge, which, by the way, you can get full-service meals there, and Hollywood and Vine.
With no ADR, by the way.
Yeah, with no ADR. You just pop up and then get it, especially if it's raining, be the first one in. Another story. Hollywood and Vine, Tune-In, Primetime. This doesn't match the theme of anything we talked about.
But you got to think, they're working on the end of the park, and then the beginning of the park, the front of the park, is going to get redone.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be as extensive as the back of the park, obviously, but I think you'll see a DCA kind of feel to it.
And when you say that, I absolutely agree with you that the project that happened at DCA and the rebranding of that park is exactly what's happening here at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And it's been a few years ago when we heard the rumblings that the name of the place was going to change.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed yet.
I don't Not think you'll see that until the end of everything.
Right, when everything's finally announced. It all works in phases, right?
Absolutely. And that's what's great about this time capsule. You can go back once it's 10 years from now when everything's done. You can look what happened through this process.
Yeah. And at that point, you know, there could be a jingle bell, jingle bam with drones and lots of different cool things. You never know what in the heck could potentially happen at this point.
TIE fighters flying over your head?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. So as we stand here listening to the Christmas music, it's absolutely awesome. We're looking at Echo Lake, almost where we finished one of our previous shows. Now, the walk around really wasn't as much a walk around as it was walk down one dead end and then walk down another dead end and come back. But who knows what this is going to be. I'm so excited to see what the future holds for this park. I'm so excited to see the investment in this park and the new things that are happening today and into the future.
And I do believe 5 years from now, 6 years from now, this will be the park to go to.
I hope you're right, because I like it. I really do. And with that, I think we should listen to Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
There you go.
What's your favorite part?
Probably the ending.
The ending?
Yeah.
Well, the ending is where all the fireworks were. I mean, the last 5 minutes was most of the fireworks. But they did a pretty good job with the projections. There's classic Mickey that they mixed into this.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of Inside Out mixed into this.
I agree with Inside Out. There's a lot of Inside Out.
Yeah, a lot of ice skating in general.
A lot of fireworks compared to the Star Wars show. But that's where I think people go wrong a lot of places, is comparing experiences.
You can't compare. Yeah. They're different.
Yeah.
Star Wars. But, dude, I would love to see them both the same night.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Star Wars weekends, New Year's Eve. Where else would you rather be?
Star Wars weekends, New Year's... So
that's
what's
how they're promoting it.
What, so tell me what's going on here, New Year's Eve. Hey, the Jones boys are playing with Dynamite again.
Nice. It's just been called that. There's no info. I know this... You'll have the nighttime show as well as the daytime shows. I don't know if there's anything more to that effect, but
there was, by the way, a Sam's Disney Diary with some footage from New Year's Eve, and I don't quite remember the year, but it was awesome. The hat was still there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one. I'll link to that too, mm-hmm. because it's a great way of looking at the crowds and saying, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be in that crowd.
Yeah. Even like last year, studios got busy. I don't think that's due to Osborne Lights. But, I mean,
I'm sure it was.
Last
year
New Year's
of Osborne,
yeah.
Osborne Lights.
So.
All right, let's head off to Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. John, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
Those of you listening, remember, show number 85, 96, 112, 130, all Hollywood Studio time capsules, along with Christmas in July, number 146. More Christmas stuff to follow for me, John, Jimmy, Ed, Jen, Charlotte. Happy holidays. Best to you, and we will see you guys next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disney's Hollywood Studios invite you to join us for our Holly Jolly Holiday Spectacular. Get ready for a rockin' good time and enjoy Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam!
Their mission? Get in, get out, never be noticed.
Oh, Lenny, where are you?
Right here, Jingle Bell.
Is not in his office.
Ah, great Garland.
McGee!
I just tried to his cell phone. No answer, typical.
Yeah, I know where to look. His cabinet of magic snow globes.
Yes, of course. Activating remote phone. Active now.
Yeah!
We found Spot the Big Guy one of his magic snow globes.
You know, for a large bearded man in a bright red suit, he sure can blend in. Keep your eyes open, tree skirt.
Thank you.
sensitive? Yes, but still no sign on Big Guy.
Okay, I've escalated this situation to Cranberry Run.
Lanny, time to gear up. Indiana, check. Grappling hook, check. Angel air gun,
check.
Sparkle ornament,
I've got extra. Oh, no! Hey! Hello, Orlando.
Oh, boy. You all right there, buddy?
I love you, Ray. You're so adorable.
Yes, I'm aware. Stay with me, Lanny.
Christmas is so sparkly. It just melts my heart.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody wears a turkey and some listen to
thank you.
something very wrong. Cause this may be the last time you hear the bird is blown.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.